The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Are you ready to play 5 second rule?
Yeah.
Yes. A refresher for those who are listening and playing along wherever you are. We will give a category to someone on the show. They have 5 seconds to answer that category. The opening of the game sounds like this, and then you hear a noise at the end signifying something else.
Yeah. That's a mummy.
Yep. Yeah. So
yeah,
exactly
a real live mummy.
How that goes. Still love it. Still one of my favorite things, that dinosaur. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Alex, you will go first.
Okay.
Name three things that should not be photographed.
My genitals, my mom's genitals, and my dad's genitals.
I'm sorry, those are all wrong. They should be.
Together.
No. Yep. Maybe Joe. In collage form.
Also, I can't get over the fact that you went, I still love that. That dinosaur.
It was definitely a mummy.
It was a mummy.
Joe and I looked at each other and we were like, was this a joke we missed out on?
I wondered what you meant.
I was like, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How would you forget such an important thing?
I don't know. How would I forget it while claiming I still love it?
Remember, Joe and I thought that mummy was real.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, egg on your face, I thought it was a dinosaur. No, I knew it was a mummy then. Wow.
Yeah.
If you had played that back for me and said, anything wrong with this? I go, yeah, no one else cared.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I would have said.
Nobody cared. Okay. All right. I'm going to try and compose myself. You flipped my brain for a second, but we go.
Joe.
Yeah.
Name three things that can get pretty itchy.
My crotch, my head, and the roof of my mouth.
Oh, the roof of your mouth is the worst, or the palm of your hand.
So I hate it. Awful. I hate it.
They try to itch with your
bottom
tongue.
Of your foot, like your heel.
When you have a shoe on
and you can't,
that like laces up past the ankle.
And it's just, it's inside.
I think it's the shoulder blade when I have like a winter coat on and it's impossible to reach.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, it's tough too. There are no good itches.
Mm-mm.
Man. All right. Steve, name three phobias and fears you don't have.
Arachnophobia, napophobia.
What?
Isn't that a blood thing?
You said napophobia?
HEPA.
Oh, I thought you said napophobia.
Maybe you're afraid of blood.
Thinking of hemophilia?
That's not
a phobia. That's actually a condition.
Bleeding.
That's a problem is what that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Name three things people shouldn't be doing on Zoom meetings or FaceTime.
Eating lasagna, coloring in a coloring book, and putting things inside themselves.
Last one was a lot more specific, it seemed like.
Yeah. Eating lasagna, just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem appropriate.
Guilty.
Yeah, probably.
We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes,
I've wanted to every time I open
Sometimes you're hungry.
Zoom. Yeah.
Hot Wings, name three places you can lick yourself.
The back of my hand, my knee, and my cheek.
I saw Joe reach down. I didn't know Clarence was there. I thought you were measuring if you could get your knee to your mouth when I said that.
No, I know I can.
Move it.
Actually, I don't know if I can.
You can.
Oh.
Well, you really went for the lick. Yeah. How can you do it?
Jeans.
Yeah, you're all bendy.
Yeah, I'd be able to do inner thigh.
But I'm not going to lick my pants because that's gross.
These are clean.
You know Hot Wings hasn't washed those pants
Hell
ever.
No.
Yeah, I know. I thought of that. I was like, these are clean, but yeah, I get why you
washed
wouldn't.
Them more than the last week.
Kelly, name three stains.
You? Free beer?
Boom, roasted. You're
That's all I got. You
stain. That would have been easy. One, two, and three.
Just kidding. Didn't we just talk about this last week where we were going to start calling people stains? Did we not?
We had a meeting about it.
It was a big thing. It was a conference call.
You didn't hear it. You were eating lasagna.
Yeah.
I love lasagna.
Now I remember.
Joe.
Yeah.
Name three things you don't tell your boss.
That you're horny. That you're horny. Three times. Once, twice, three times I'm horny.
I love that song.
It's
a great song.
It's one of my mom's favorites.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Name your top three necessities during menstruation.
Oh, of course, a pocket knife, Doritos, and a bag of Ziploc bags. Oh!
Yeah,
a bag of Ziploc bags. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what you use each of those things for?
No, that's private.
Yeah, you'll have to read the scout's manual where he learned all of it. Mm-hmm.
Kelly, name three non-sexual things you can do with a condom.
You can put it over a banana. You can blow it up like a balloon and hand it to a child. And you can throw it at a homeless person.
I love how wordy all of you are.
Yeah.
Again, give us three paragraphs.
5 seconds.
You know, people need detail.
Hot Wings, name three non-traditional uses for a bathtub.
To keep my gummy bears in, to use as a toilet, and to put plants in.
Joe, name three of the sexiest shoes.
Oh, high heels, platforms, and sneakers.
Keds.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Hey, I have a pair of Keds. They go perfectly with my fifth grader closet.
Which does it
Didn't
for
even
Steve.
Know they made those shoes that big.
Yeah, they do. They're cute, too.
I live in the country. Do you want to see my Lisa Frank pencil box?
Don't even get me started on Lisa Frank.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What is that?
It's the school folders and binders that were all those crazy bright colors with the cartoonistic animals and stuff on them that all the hot girls had in middle school.
Okay. Sounds neat. We were a poor town. We had those just file folders.
Yeah, me too.
So, Steve, name three juicy things.
Gummy bears.
Nope.
Fruit. Juicy fruit.
That fruit. Ass.
Gummy bears are definitely not juicy.
Girl's sweatpants.
Oh, good.
Said hot wings at the thrift store. Kelly, name three. Take two.
Wow.
Okay. Kelly, name three conspiracies.
Oh, I've gotten this one before, and I said 9/11 that one time as a joke, and it wasn't funny.
Well, that was a great story.
Yeah, that was terrific.
I just wanted to revisit that for about 5 seconds.
Quite a monologue.
I almost lost you there, but you brought it home.
Really got me.
Hot Wings, name three books with hot sex scenes.
Oh, Catcher in the Rye, the Bible, and The Joy of Sex.
Is there a sex scene in Catcher in the Rye?
Sure.
What about the Bible?
There's definitely sex in the Bible.
Sex scenes. Dang, I need to read that.
Yeah. There's some hot stuff. Some stuff that isn't legal now either.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, man.
Moses parts the Red Sea.
Somebody's parted my Red Sea before.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, Noah was a little man in a boat.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. And the burning bush.
Mm-hmm. God.
Redhead.
It feels like it's about Kelly. Joe, name three things that are better when drunk.
Oh, being at a bar, talking to drunk people, and driving. Oh!
Not really.
Yes.
Says you.
Steve.
Of course not really. This
one's come on.
Name your three favorite sins.
Coveting thy neighbor's money.
Sheep. It's a sheep.
Come on. Rachel, you went to Catholic school. Name your three favorite sins.
My three favorite sins are adultery and stealing.
That was excellent how you repeated all of it and then said to. But I figured those would be your top ones.
So you're trying to think of what the Ten Commandments actually are, and I don't remember what the actual
list
of
them is.
But
those aren't sins.
I mean, those
seven
are
deadly sins.
Thou shalt have no God before me.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of ways to sin. You've also got, the seven deadly sins.
It's cutting off Gwyneth Paltrow's head, being too fat in a kitchen. And
those are different. Those are the seven deadly sins. Those
are
Ten Commandment sins.
You didn't say Ten Commandments.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
You just said favorite sins.
Yeah.
No, it's not implied. Mm-hmm. It's not part of the question.
Yeah, yeah, it is. You can't say it's mm-hmm. implied. There was no implication at all.
The yeah. Seven Deadlies are way more popular.
Yeah.
Are they?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
There was a movie.
Yeah, I see a lot more people getting fat than I do, you know, coveting somebody's cattle.
Wait, the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, I'm gluttonous
too.
Way more often than I'm adulterous.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah. It is, right?
It is.
I mean, of the two, feels like gluttony is the win.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, this is...
That
this
doesn't
is
a, deserve to be a sin.
This it is a good shouldn't. One for you.
Okay.
Name four movies about criminals.
Well, I'm having trouble with this. Wow. I was trying to think of that Sinbad Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Well, that's already wrong.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's not. They steal something and a bomb goes off. That's a criminal.
Mm. Did you get it? True or false?
Jingle All the Way.
True or false?
What?
You were very, very distracted before I even gave you the category because you were upset your number was four, not three.
Yes, I was. I was like, why four? And then I was still thinking, I can't name three of these.
I think you could do five.
Yeah.
I think I could do six. Not really.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Name four things you nibble.
The inside of my mouth, crackers, gummy bears, and Kit Kats.
Oh! That works for me. Yeah. Joe, name four times you hate being rushed.
Oh, in the morning, in the evening, supper time.
Supper time.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, I think so.
In the morning, in yeah. the evening, at supper time.
Don't rush me.
I think it's a ranch commercial or something. Or rice.
Like a ranch dressing or like a cattle ranch.
Or shake and bake. I don't know. It's definitely food.
Steve, last one.
Oh, man, I've been doing so well today.
Unless you want to hand it off to someone else.
No, not at all.
Name four things to do on a hooker's to-do list.
Get clean, stop being a hooker, go to dental school, and get married.
I think you got it in.
I think so. I think that's pretty much all of them.
Specifically dental school.
Yeah.
That's where they all
working their way
from.
Through. Yeah, working their way through college.
Marry a dentist, then drop out.
Could do that, too.
Unless you want to stand on your own 2 feet, hooker.
Which obviously you don't because drop.
Stand on your own 2 feet.
Chose a profession where you lay on your back.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.